The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Meh Tuesday. And it's not really meh today because there's so many things happening. So I usually call it Meh Tuesday, but maybe not today. Hey, the 30th of September, the last day of the month. And welcome to our show here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her, I picked Linda up today from Lake Shasta, and she said a wonderful time out there on the lake. From Holiday Harbor. They got a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. She and her two girlfriends, and they spent some really relaxing days out there. And I was out there Saturday. It was beautiful. But the news at the top of the hour is brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
The rain. It's going to be heavy. So, yeah. National Day.
National Orange Shirt Day.
Orange shirt. Okay, I see you and I failed that.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing a hoodie. Probably one of the three times in 15 years I've worn a hoodie.
Yeah.
Today, because I'm going to be out.
Outside. So. National Chewing Gum Day.
Yeah.
There's really...
Nah.
Yeah. There's not really any good days today.
Well, every day is a good day.
That
every
is true.
Every day you wake up.
That is very true.
And you go and you stand up and you can, you're moving around. Every day you wake up, period. You may not get up, stand up. But every day you wake up, it's got the potential of being a great day, the best day of your life. So there. Today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers after 2. Yeah, that's the right one. It's almost like yesterday's. And we could get wind gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. And tonight, showers likely, a low around 57, and a high today around 69. I saw on the news this morning that we could get half an inch of rain or more.
Really?
Over the last couple of days. But so we didn't get a lot of rain yesterday. It didn't seem like. I guess in different areas they got more rain. But maybe we'll get some good rain today. And then Wednesday, we've got a chance at showers before 11 a.m., a high of 67, more showers Wednesday night. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 74. Thursday night, mostly clear. Friday, and that's when the Stillwater powwow starts. Sunny with a high near 81. And it's going to be in the 50s at night. And then 84 on Saturday. And sunny with a temperature of 81 on Sunday. So 82 on Monday. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So the rain's going to end tomorrow. And we'll have, I think the Matt and Apple Festival's going this weekend. You've got the Stillwater Powwow going. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's an Anderson-based business, a family-owned, family-run, veteran-owned business, that provides just exceptional customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. The Kenny family has had this company for 30 years. Made a huge success out of it because of their service their service mentality of helping people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, in the news lately, has been the Guest Place Inn and Suites. And it's run by the No Boundaries Transitional Housing Program, but it's a regular motel, from everything I can understand and what I've read. And Chief Barner found that there were something like, 18 to 20, I don't know, I thought it was over 18 felons were there on this transitional housing, sex offenders, arsonists, et cetera, that the chief had no idea they were there. They were brought here on through a California state program, but it's not just from California. They're from different states also. Well, yesterday, I'm sorry, not yesterday, but on the 23rd, the Redding Police Department was alerted by businesses in the Cypress Point shopping mall about a rise in criminal activity. And this is coming from a press release from RPD. During directed enforcement, and by the way, the RPD is going to be on tomorrow morning. And I don't know if it's going to be Chief Barner, but we are going to discuss this. They contacted these two guys, both individuals, and one's from Redding, the other one's from Fresno. Both of them are registered sex offenders on active California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation parole. Parole search conducted on each person revealed violations of the parole conditions, and they were placed under arrest for parole violations. During his arrest, stated that this one guy said he was not from the Redding area and was transported to the No Boundaries Transitional Housing Program by the California Department of Correction and Rehabilitation upon release from prison. Currently, there are 18 sex offenders staying at the Guest Place Inn and Suites. Now, I've been remiss on this. This is all my fault. But I don't know how, you know, I guess I could go down there and ask if I could check in to a room at the Guest Inn and Suites. Is it open to the public, I guess is my question.
That's a good question.
If it is, I find that very interesting. You know, say that they've got 18 sex offenders and some others in there. Is that, are they doubling them up in rooms? Are they taking all the rooms there? Or are they still, are they renting rooms to, you know, people that are just coming through? I mean, here's the scenario. Family checks in, kids and all that, gets a room. And, I mean, they don't ask the question, would you like a room next to an arsonist or a sex offender or a pedophile? I bet they probably don't ask that question. It's interesting. And I'm going to reach out to RPD today and find out, is it just, or maybe even No Boundaries, is it just is it just for people in transitional housing, or is it for, is a hotel open to everybody? Anyway, but the crime has popped up since all this has been going on. All right. People are concerned if the government shuts down tonight, are you still going to get your Social Security and your SSI? The answer is absolutely yes. There will be no problems with that. They will probably be cutting back on, you know, you're probably going to have longer wait times if you have to go in there to fill out forms or to get a Social Security card. However, your payments are not going to be stopped. A lot of people are saying that. And then you hear this thing, military pay will be frozen. Well, what's that mean? It just means that they're not going to get less pay. They're going to get the same pay they got last month. And if somebody's been promoted and so they should be getting more money. And I'm not sure that they won't. But if they don't until the government opens up again, which will be in a week or less, they get that back pay. I mean, it's not like you're going to. They're not going to lose it. You're talking about the military. Now, we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back and address Pete Hegseth in his meeting with over 800 generals and admirals that's going on right now at the in Quantico. I saw him this morning addressing the generals, and then President Trump came in, and he was talking to him. I didn't see that, but Hegseth. It wasn't a surprise what he said, but what is a surprise is to hear the stupid things that people are saying about this meeting. So we'll get into that as soon as we get back from this break.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cappy's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Colin about 7:18 in the morning. And, gosh, temperature's about 60 degrees out there. So, hey, welcome back. Now, you've been hearing about all this stuff. About Pete Hegseth called all the admirals and generals back to Quantico, Virginia. Quantico, Virginia is the Marine Corps' base. It's crossroads of the Corps, because everybody rolls through there at some point. You go to schools there. We have our schools there. We have the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab. We have innovations. There's a lot of things going on. The basic school, the officer candidate school, all of that. Amphibious Warfare School, Command and Staff Schools, all the schools, crossroads of the Corps, because as you select to go to the schools, and you kind of rotate in there, and it's a big place. Now, you've got all these generals, and admirals there. And so what was Hegseth talking about? Hegseth is vowing to bring the military back into a military fighting wars intellect. He is done with what he calls toxic ideological garbage in the plank in our own eye. The administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics, no more identity months, DEI offices, dude in dresses, no more climate change worship, no more division, distraction, or gender delusions, no more debris. We're here to fight a war. And I heard him part of it this morning, and he was talking about the military ethos, that the War Department is there. Our armed forces are there to defend our country. There's where the defense comes into. They're there to conduct war, to defend our country. And he made it real clear to all of those there. And, I'm hearing all this little sniping going on, and from people that know better. I mean, my gosh, what is it? Senator Duckworth? Is that who it is? One of them said that, something to the effect of, how can you bring in all the articles? How can you bring in all the admirals and generals? I mean, who's going to run the military? Have no concept of the military when you say something stupid like that. When I was a E3, a Lance Corporal, my corporal made sure I was trained to do his job. My sergeant trained that corporal, made sure to do his job. When I was company commander, guess what? My XO was going to be able to do my job if I wasn't there. So when you see admirals and generals be in there, trust me, there are people right there in the chain, you know, that are going to be able to make any decision and to make wise decisions because they've been trained to do that. Not only that, but we have these things called cell phones. That if something did come up in one area, they get a phone call. The general's got their aides with them. They have their, you know, so the aides get on the phone and they talk to whoever's there. And if it's, you know, if it's that important, then they'll go over and nudge the general, say, you might want to take this, general. Is that going to happen in the 3 hours, 4 hours? No. Now, he talked about the warrior ethos and how the whole mission of the War Department is just that. And if you lower standards, it hurts not just the person you're lowering the standards for. I'm talking physical standards. It harms everybody around them, because they can't do the job. If they can't deploy because of medications or whatever it is, it harms the whole unit. So, the fact is that when you hear people getting discharged, sometimes people get discharged for asthma. Yeah, asthma. I went into Desert Storm, and the desert is a bad place for asthma, trust me. Had a young captain sitting next to me, and he goes, and he pulls out this, you know, those inhalers, and this is in California, and he's pumping it. And I went, what? What is this? And he says, well, I got asthma. And I went, well, good luck. He lasted about 3 months in country, and we had to ship him home because of his asthma. Now, he went on to become the top intelligence professional civilian in the Marine Corps. So that was the quality of the guy. But he had asthma, and he couldn't stay, and we were fighting a war. Just one of those things. This is the one thing that Hegseth is saying. Gender neutral or male level standards for physical fitness, and an end to the woke culture. It's the end of the overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings, leadership ends. And so the fact is it got everybody all excited, but really, he has a chance to address every general officer, the ones that are running the military and admirals. And if you're not going to get on board with this, then just put your letter in. Resign. It's okay. Or retire. They're at the age where they can retire easily. You know. So if you're not going to get on board with what we're doing, just retire. It's okay. You've had a great career. It's time to retire. He's also said, Hedges also said he wants to reduce the number of four-star generals by 20%. And when you do that, you also reduce the number of three stars, two stars, and one star because it's a feeder. You know, it's a feeder chain that goes up like that. So we'll see what happens. Now, something else happened. Trump and his Gaza plan to end the Israeli-Hamas war. It's won support not just from Israel, but also from Arab and Muslim world and from the Palestinian Authority, which has opposed his plans in the past. It would free all the remaining hostages as well as disarming Hamas and removing it from power. It also offers the prospect of a Palestinian state if Hamas complies with the plan and the Palestinian Authority agrees to sweeping reforms of its policies and anti-Israel culture. If Hamas does not agree, the plan all allows Israel to continue fighting the terror group. Trump, when he was in the UN Nations for the General Assembly, received support for the plan among Arab and Muslim nations on the sidelines. The plan includes key Arab demands such as inclusion of the Palestinian Authority in the future governance of Gaza. Also prevents Israel from annexing Gaza. So here's a chance to end this Israeli-Hamas war. The only people that have not signed on to it yet, because everybody else has, including all the nations around it, in the Israelis, is for Hamas. And they can either sign it or not. And if they don't, I think President Trump has mentioned that Israel can then turn it loose and, you know, completely stomp out Hamas. And who knows? But this is a chance, a first chance to truly have a peace here. So we'll see what happens. What else do we have? Today we have Haven Humane on, but after this break, we're going to have the Shasta County Veterans advocating respect. We've got a lot of different things going on. I found that interesting where the police arrested, two people they arrested for shoplifting are sex offenders out of that one hotel. And this whole thing, and the question is how many other hotels do we have that have people being brought in by different organizations, in this case it was No Boundaries, that are providing this. And then you got to ask the question is, well, how much money? It's got to be a money thing in there. If you've got following the money. How much money is being paid to the hotels to house these people? How much money grants is No Boundaries getting to handle all of this? And I'm not casting aspersions at all on No Boundaries because, you know, they're providing halfway houses and for other groups and, you know, rooms, and shelter for other groups, you know, alcoholics, drug guys, trying to get them back into society. But this one's been interesting when the chief of police of Redding doesn't know about it because nobody, you know, from the state of California or locally told anybody what was going on. You can have, by the way, you can have a transitional house put on your street. Did you realize that? Unless things have changed, if somebody saw somebody's got a four-bedroom house or a five-bedroom house on your street, they could use that for transitional housing. Happened to us. As it turns out, they ran the place perfectly, and it was no problem. Well, kind of strange guy standing around. And I said, when I called the city, you have nothing to say about it. It comes from, like, the state. So just other little things that take away, you know, you're in your neighborhood sitting out there and seeing that and thinking, well, what about our rights? Let's take a break. We come back. I've got the Johnsons with me and the Shasta County Veterans Advocate. Wait a minute. Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We'll be right back.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
Fall fun is brewing in Redding. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025. Hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And today, the last day of September 2025, and here we are, almost finishing up the year. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people, veterans, business owners, families, everybody since 1993. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance plans, or how about your retirement plans, you can get a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under one roof. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy. I'm real happy with that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Debbie and Tom Johnson.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Debbie heads up the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Correct.
I get it right now.
You do.
It's only taken 15 years. So,
it's a good thing.
Is our dog around here someplace?
Oh, it's right
there.
Yeah.
Okay, he's right down there. Okay, got him.
There's Buford.
Oh, okay. All right. So, good morning, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Two of my favorite people.
Well, thank you.
Hey, my our former producer here, the other Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Little young Ben, as opposed to old Ben.
Oh, my goodness.
And old Ben is only like 30. So, anyway, Ben, I reached out to you that time about the Angel Flights.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got
honor
a chance.
Honor Flights.
What did I say?
Angel.
Well, you know what I was going to say. Don't say Angel. It's Honor Flights. He got a chance to go
good. Yay.
To it. And he said Vietnam veterans mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
And yes. And that's when we start feeling old, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Anyway, and he said they, you know, they were so touched because they didn't get welcomed back. As we know that hundreds of thousands of Vietnam vets would literally walk out of the jungle, take a shower, turn in their gear, and get on a plane within 24 to 48 hours, arrive back, be discharged probably, within 48 hours?
Yep.
They'd be back on the street. No parades, you know, no units or anything, you know, when they came back. And they were very touched. And that was one of the things they were talking about. They felt honored.
They had that in common with World War II veterans who didn't get home right away.
Yep.
Right
Same
away.
Thing happened
You're
to the
right.
World War II. They right didn't away. Get any parade until after the war was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and when all the forces started coming out. Now, in after Desert Storm, we all came home together.
Yeah.
San Diego threw on a parade for us.
Yeah.
And I had a battalion of Marines that we marched down the streets of San Diego, but it was led by Vietnam veterans.
Yes.
Who were not in step. And
that's all right.
But they were, you know, waving, everybody was cheering for them, you know. We had Marines, we had Army units, I think the Navy actually was out there marching. We had that, and it was interesting. So I was in a big military parade.
Very nice.
There was they used to have parades where we'd have send a company of Marines up to Concord, California. Is that the right?
Yeah.
And they'd march in their Veterans Day parade. A whole company of Marines would go up there and march in that parade. So, anyway, that's not what we're talking about. But I wanted you to know about his experience with the Honor Flight.
Ah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Glad he got to go. Nice.
Well, he didn't go, but he was there to greet them.
Oh,
when they came back. He did not go with them. He greeted them when they came back. Yeah. He's 19 years old.
Oh, they need going, that so much.
Going
they need
yeah.
that welcome when yeah. in the airport, yeah. every place they go when they're back there.
When they, he's 19, he's on that Streets to Seats program
mm-hmm.
in the Army, in the National Guard in this case, where he's already taken his flight physical and all of the tests. He has to go through a board and then they enlist him in the Army, goes to boot camp, then he goes to warrant officer school. Then he goes to flight school. It's like about a 18-month to 2 months or 2-year program there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you following SB 694 earlier?
You mentioned that before.
I did. That's the bill that was going to help veterans not get ripped off by certain insurance.
Oh, yes. Folks. Yes. Yeah. So what happened with that?
Nothing.
Died?
Well, it didn't die. It just went back to the rules. Senator Umberg sent it back to rules. He didn't work to get it released from rules very hard, and so they didn't think they had enough votes. And so hopefully January.
Okay, 690.
The veteran community and our community that likes us, them. Yeah. I'm not a veteran, but I am a veteran advocate, will be really in the forefront for this because the services that those folks are offering are free with your veteran office.
This is what 694 is. Yeah. There are organizations out there, businesses, that will reach out to veterans and say, you're not getting what you're due from the service as far as disability. And then they will put their own doctors in it and their own spin on it and make the veteran pay through the nose to get the exact same support, the exact same ratings and benefits if they go through the veteran service officers or the American Legion or things like this that are trained to do it. And this has become a multi-million-dollar industry. And you ask yourself, well, but they are not accredited by the Veterans Administration. So how can they do it? I'll tell you how they do it. It's called money. Yep. It's called money and lobbyists. And they get to them. And they go, well, we're just helping the ones that couldn't get through the system. Everybody can get through the system. It's a rip-off of our military veterans.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's criminal, and yet the state of California and other states don't do anything about it. Some states have made it illegal.
Right.
So
those folks in that industry spent $500,000 lobbying against this in Sacramento, maybe more, and
there's no money on our side.
No, no. Veterans can't make veterans. That much.
We can just say, why do you do this? I mean,
we just have to stay unified.
I went through the Veteran Service Office, and,
me too.
And then, as many have. And then I left, I mean, like 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. And they finally gathered me up again and said, you need to come down again. I mean, it's been 10 years. And unless you have found the fountain of youth, where you've turned back the clock, you need to come down, and which I did. And they are so expert on what they're doing. I mean, they know it all. They don't even have to refer to notes.
No.
They're talking about things that I've never heard of, forms. Don't worry, we've got that filled out. You say, okay, you sign that. Linda, you want to sign that? Okay, you sign that over there. I mean, and it doesn't cost the veteran a nickel.
Not a thing.
This bill would have stopped predatory businesses from taking advantage of veterans with their advertising and their snappy patter. And some of them they'll pay a percentage of what they get, a large percentage.
That's right. That's how that works. For the rest of their life.
In some cases, for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And when it's backdated, when they put it in, sometimes it takes 6 months for it to come through. And what they do is they'll pay you from that time that it backdated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what they'll do is take a big chunk of that and then a piece out of every month. And the veteran, is he making more money? Yeah, but he's not making anything near
what he would have been.
What he would have done by going through American Legion,
we actually have a service officer now out at the clinic. AMVETS does.
And CalVET has one at the home.
Right.
So
we've got the people. And I would just
And your
urge,
veteran service organizations fought for these benefits for you throughout history. So our veteran service organizations, American Legion, AMVETS, VFW, DAV, all of them are stepping up, and they're finding all of these things that are hurting our veterans.
Yeah.
And so it's time again for everybody to rally about this one.
Right,
for sure.
You know, it could. You don't need to just write to Hadwick.
Oh no.
and Dally. They're on our side.
Yes, they are.
So what you have to do is write to these other assembly people.
Yes.
And tell them, this is ripping off the veterans, and if you can't see that, are you being paid? Now, probably you don't want, don't want to put it exactly, or who's paying you off for you not to see this?
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, it's black and white.
Right, yeah.
But they will, you look at their advertising and you'll swear, oh my God, all we have in our heart is for veterans.
Yeah, right.
And it's BS. It's just BS. Mm-hmm. It's there to make money off of veterans and their disability claims.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
We got to take a break. Then we come back. I know you got other things to talk about. I'm sorry. I got
my
hair.
It's all right.
My hackled up. You know, we're in the Department of War now.
Yeah.
No more patty cake answers. We'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, what? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. It's a rainy day. You know what? It's okay to have a rainy day unless you're out on Lake Shasta where Linda is. I said, what'd you do? And she said, well, we stayed inside and it was the three of us and we were going to be talking anyway. And so we all, you know, they got their hoodies on and it's warm. They've got heaters and all that kind of stuff in there. And, so, but they're coming back today. And,
nice.
Yeah, and we all get to go down and pick them up. With, have you ever seen how much stuff three women can bring on a house?
Oh, yes, I do.
You know.
I do.
Except, Debbie, you seem to be like a, you could probably put everything into a.
One.
Yeah. No, not when you go on a houseboat. You need pillows.
That's right. You need everything.
The Honor Flight, or the Amvets 1 bus.
Oh, gosh.
We have four women on the tour, the last tour, mm-hmm. and... We almost didn't have enough money for our room for our swag that we give out.
Yeah.
Because all the luggage that was on the bus.
Well, I will tell you though, in defense of Linda, we went to Italy for like 6 days, including this big wedding. I mean, a huge, huge wedding. So, and she put everything she had into the carry-on that goes on because we didn't want to lose our, you know, in case our luggage didn't show up.
Right.
And that, the wedding was, I mean, literally that night we went to this big soiree and the next night was the wedding. She got everything into a carry-on. She was packing and repacking, but that's part of the fun for Linda.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Organization.
Yeah. Okay. So what else we got going?
Oh, I just wanted to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here with Tom and Debbie Johnson from the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. We were talking about this bill, 694. You're going to hear a lot more on it. We may take a busload. It'd be great if we could get a busload of
two,
veterans,
or
as many as we could get, to go down there and protest against this bill. It's a rip-off of veterans, allowing these companies to come in and take a percentage of their disability payments.
Man.
And the private companies who have not even been accredited by the VA.
Correct.
So, okay.
Well, and our awards banquet is in March, so
yes.
We're still looking for nominations for Veteran Advocate of the Year, a group and an individual. So please, 530-357-3380, get in contact with me and if you have a nominee.
And they've had, and the Veterans Advocate of the Year does not have to be a veteran at all.
Right.
It's people that have supported veterans.
Right.
And there's a number of them out there. And, I mean, I can think, you know, right now I would nominate the whole VSO. The whole office.
Yeah.
I know you can't. And they've,
I know.
And they've
right.
all been on.
That's
been
because that's
before.
Their job.
Yeah.
But,
it's their job. But you know what?
But we have ways of honoring
them also. There's ways of doing your job.
Right.
Exactly.
And there's ways of doing your job. I mean,
right.
When
you go out on your free time, even though, because of your knowledge, people associate that with your job. But for a lot of folks, the knowledge becomes their passion to now know that they can help and get veterans on the.
That's great.
Great benefits they deserve for free.
Recognition.
Right. Okay.
Over the weekend.
Now, this is open to anybody, too, the banquet. So we'll be talking a lot about it.
Yes, we will.
It's a good way to find out what's happening in the veterans community.
It is.
Oh, sure.
It is. So. And to gather together and share. So we'll be talking to you a little bit more about that, too.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I just wanted to make a little local recognition. They put up a monument dedication to Isaac Lowe. And Tom worked with her back in the 80s and 90s.
She was quite the lady.
Yes, she was. Yep.
She was quite the lady.
Did you get a chance to meet her?
I'd met her.
Oh,
and,
good.
She went back to one of the inaugurations, didn't she?
Yes, she
back to,
finally
went
to, I think she went to Obama's.
Obama's, place. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. Oh, advocate, civil rights, tireless. I mean, her children and her grandchildren were there. There was wonderful celebrations. I mean, it was just a life moment and a recognition of her
accomplishments.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And always there for anybody. Always there. So.
What else we have?
You want to talk about AMBETS 1?
Oh, yeah. I can talk about AMBETS 1. We're coming up on our
AMBETS is part of
Golden
our
State tour in November.
Organization.
Okay, now, talk about this tour.
Okay.
We got about, 3 minutes here.
Okay,
and a half.
What we do is we pick a bunch of cities. In this case, we're going to be starting in San Diego and moving around Southern California with this 45-foot motor coach.
And the motor coach belongs to?
Earth, Wind, and Fire is one of their tour buses. And they have several, but this is one of them that they use.
And they just let you all use it?
No. The company that owns the bus.
Oh, okay.
We have to schedule around when the Earth, Wind, and Fire are using it.
Okay.
That's why we end up in November and May.
Well,
but
you know,
anyways, what we do is we go into a community. We gather all the suicide prevention and mental health resources in the area and bring them all into one place. And we do the media coverage and everything. And you'd be surprised how many programs are going on in one city. We had it here in Reading twice.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I couldn't believe how many people, almost every organization in town has some kind of suicide prevention program.
And yet, we're still losing 20.
Yeah. Over 20.
It's
gone up recently.
Has it? Well, yep. I know it was 22 a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Veterans.
Too sad.
To suicide. If there was any other part of society that was happening to, that had more of a, more of a publicity type thing, imagine losing 22 Hollywood.
Yeah.
People a day. Yeah.
To suicide.
Grammar buffs, the semicolon, when you use a semicolon in a sentence, what happens? Usually there's another statement that follows.
Yeah.
You're not done with your report or essay or whatever.
Yeah.
There's another part to the sentence. Suicide awareness, semicolon means you're not done. You're really not done. You have more to say. So that's one of the symbols of the suicide prevention and awareness organizations, to use that semicolon, to know that people are there to help you. Part of the continuation of your story is the fact that you have support. So please call, talk to your friends.
One of the things we have on our back, one of the logos is IGY6. And just preceding that is the semicolon.
Okay. Now, another way besides, encouraging them, thank you. Hand me a knife. Oh, it's nice. If you think your friend or that your family member is thinking about it, if they're in, terrible depression, or they start doing things like giving away stuff or big events,
exactly.
Say, "Well, I'm not going to be there." You need to ask them.
Yes.
Are you
Don't
thinking
be afraid.
About suicide? And people go, "Oh, gosh, you shouldn't say that." No,
no.
You need to confront them with it, and then they'll start talking, or they'll be, they'll notice, that somebody cares.
Correct.
And, that's a huge thing, too. But is the bus going to make it up here this year?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
We're going to be in Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
All right.
But your channel does make it to Southern California.
It sure does.
Yes.
So, yeah, call in. Hey, we've run out of time.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of things happening.
Have a great day, everybody.
You'll be on next month. And we'll be talking about these things. And, wouldn't it be great? Because I've gone down there before on a busload of people.
Oh, yeah.
On something
that
had to do with veterans years ago.
Yep.
But it's not,
maybe it's time
Time to do it again.
It is time to do it again.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything you do for the veterans.
And
you two,
Carl.
Just being the two Thank people, great people you are. All right. When we come back from the news, we'll have Haven Humane.
Casey Norris, Chester Ready.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. I have your backs 100%. President Trump's pledge to hundreds of American generals and admirals summoned from all corners of the globe. The commander is attending a meeting at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia.
To each and every one of you, I thank you for your unwavering devotion to the armed forces and to the country that we've all sworn a sacred oath to defend. We all have that oath, every one of us. I'm thrilled to be here this morning to address the senior leadership of what is once again known around the world as the Department of War.
The President and Secretary of War Hegseth are declaring an end to woke culture in the military. The President urging Hamas to accept his 20-point Gaza peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Mr. Trump that he is on board.
I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Three people in Los Angeles face charges for allegedly going out of their way to unmask an ICE agent.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says that the women followed the agent home, live-streamed their pursuit, and then posted the agent's address online. The defendants are each charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. President Trump says he cannot agree to Democrat demands to pay for health care for illegal immigrants, and so a government shutdown deadline looms at midnight. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 91 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The Trump administration says not so fast on extension of the 25-year-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, also known as AGOA.
Since 2000, AGOA has been a pillar of the U.S.'s foreign policy in Africa. Now it looks set to vanish unless the U.S. Congress intervenes to save it. There have been credible reports that the Trump administration may extend the deal by a year to give the act an America First framework, but this hasn't yet been confirmed by Washington. AGOA was established in 2000 by the then-American President Bill Clinton to shift the U.S.'s policy towards the continent, away from aid and towards trade. In exchange, African signatories were expected to eliminate barriers to U.S. investment.
The BBC's Miami Jones. A German man who worked for a far-right lawmaker in the European Parliament has been convicted of spying for communist China. According to a German news agency, he was found guilty of passing information to a Chinese intelligence agency. Townhall.com. OpenAI launching new parental controls for ChatGPT aimed at making it safer for teens.
This comes after concerns about AI chatbot safety for young users, including tragic cases where teenagers took their lives after using ChatGPT. To get started, parents can send an email or text invite to their teens to link accounts. Teens can also invite parents. The new controls include automatic safeguards for teen accounts, such as reduced graphic content and restrictions on sensitive topics. Parents will have a dashboard to adjust settings and receive notifications if their child might be in distress. John Scott reporting.
Google's YouTube agreeing to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit by President Trump. It stemmed from his 2021 account suspension following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on the line. We'll talk to her in just a second. Today, the 30th of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, the weather is kind of like what you see. Lots of showers and possible thunderstorms today. High near around 69. It's about 60 right now, so it's not going to get much warmer than it is tonight. Showers. Tomorrow, a chance, a big 40% chance of showers with a high near about 67. And Wednesday night, chance of showers. Now, it clears up on Thursday. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 81. Saturday, 84. And Sunday, 81. All of them sunny days, which is really good news for the Manton Apple Festival. But also, the Stillwater Powwow starts this Friday. And if you can be there at 7 o'clock on Friday, went for the grand entry. And they're going to have the grand entry on Saturday and Sunday. But you can watch over 200 dancers come in to the drumming, to the singing, and it is a sight you will never forget. So that's going on there. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. The Kenny family and third generation of Kenny's are running this business. It's locally owned, locally operated, of course, in a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great customer service, super people. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Linda, good morning.
Well, I have two words.
Uh-oh.
Mark Story.
Yeah, he's here.
Good morning, Linda.
Mark, well, there are two names, Mark Story. Well, Mark Story, I can't begin to tell you through the years how much we appreciate you and the fact that all of the different Pets of the Week that have come on and knowing that you and the work of your great staff have adopted so many pets through the years, and you're just amazing. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, myself and my girls that are with me right now are just sending you big hugs.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And right back at you. I appreciate all the support over the years, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. So
yeah, Saturday night.
He's already given us our sheets so we can look at them instead of getting them.
It.
Like
yeah.
A lot of times we show up, they hand them to us as we walk up. And,
yeah, well, we're gonna, yeah. When I get back today, we'll be sorting through because our friend Karen, who's, you know, Chameleon Costumes, she went through her costume storage and brought us Pirate this, wigs that, boots that, swords that. I mean, it's all over the house, so we're going to put that together.
I'm looking forward to seeing Carl and Wick.
I am.
Yeah,
I have
you
one.
You wouldn't recognize us.
All right. So how was your time there, honey?
Well, good.
You're out in the lake
now. I got to say, we're out here in a cove, and yes, it rained yesterday, and it rained hard last night, and it's overcast, and it should rain today, but don't let that stop you. I think what happens with the girls when we come on this trip is we really get a chance to catch up. Now, catch up on life. So we're able to go into that deep place that you don't get to. Maybe if you go to lunch for an hour, you know, the first day that Carl and I went out the first day, which is a few days ago, and it was warm and sunny and we swam and brought the dog, and then Carl went in, and so then the girls came out. While we were out here, one of the girls' grandbaby was born, so we're going to be heading in this morning because she's on her way to get on a flight to get back to Texas. because her son and daughter-in-law had their first child. So anyway, it's beautiful out here, and right now I always love October. It's my favorite time of the month, but we can't say enough about Holiday Harbor and the personalization of what they do, their concierge feeling of when they will come and get you on a boat or help you if your boat's drifting, or, you know, they just take care of you. So you're don't be afraid. Like, I can't do a houseboat. I'm, you know, I don't know anything about it, but it's like 20 minutes away and you're right here with the, you know, just a big old, oh my God, you guys, an eagle right as I'm talking. An eagle just got a fish and is just, I'm not kidding, right as I'm talking, just, okay, right beside me. Eagle has a fish, went over the mountain, is going to go head up to its nest.
Well, okay, honey. Appreciate you calling in and the eagle report. And
yes, eagle report. And oh, my God, I'm not kidding. I turn around, we're on the phone, I'm in the back of the boat, and I hear this clump. And that was the eagle getting the fish. It's over there now trying to probably, it's chewing on it. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to get to see up and close. And Holiday Harbor is doing like an amazing 15% off and 10% off and a fishing special. People are going to come out on the houseboat and you're going to get the best deal of the year right now. And they're going to be staying all the way open through the whole month of October.
That's right, 15%. So, yeah. It's just regular 15%. If you mention Carl or Linda or Casey and I or Free Fire Radio or Buford or Mark Story, you'll get another 10% off. So it's 25% off of the rental there. And you can reach them at 530-238-2383 or go to LakeShasta.com. Thanks, hon.
All right.
Are you still looking at 10?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the time he'll come get us. So we'll.
I'll be there by noon.
Okay. Mark, congrats.
Thank you. I will see you Saturday.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Love you, honey. This is your last time?
Yeah. Well, it's my last time for annual hour.
Yeah, for our hour. But you brought with you Jim Lewis.
Good morning.
Who is now the new director as of tomorrow? Today? Now?
Well, yeah, right
whenever,
now.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Of Haven Humane.
Jim, we share custody for the next week or two.
Tell us a little bit about you, Jim.
Reading born and raised, two girls, one graduated from Shasta High School last year, one's at RSA, in the high school program there. I've been at Haven Humane for about 15 years now. Really excited to, see what I can do with the place. Mark is leaving me with a really great organization, that's changed just hugely since he took over, and I'm excited just to keep making changes and seeing where we can improve.
Yeah. You know, when you come into a unit, and Mark's familiar with this, when you come in and take over command of a unit, you kind of always, you don't want it to be, but you want it to be a couple problems in there, you know, that you can address. It's really hard when you come in and it's a pretty good unit. But there's still always room for new ideas in the way you look at things.
Well, in animal welfare, there is no lack of challenges, so I'm not worried about finding challenges.
Oh, no, you will. I mean, it is not an easy job.
Not at all.
You know, like you said, you got 15 years in the trenches there.
Yeah.
Probably doing everything. You're director of operations now.
Yeah.
Now you are him.
That's right.
Marky. Last day, you know, and
not last day. Last day here. Last day here. Yeah, last day will be the 14th. So
okay,
2 weeks from today will be the last day. But
Mark has grown a beard that has reached his navel. He looks like one
it's
of
not quite
he,
that
he looks
long,
like he looks like ZZ
long.
Top, and it's for the pirate extravaganza we're having at Bark Wine and Brew Saturday.
Yes, and then he's getting shaved that night.
Is it enough?
Yeah, it's just too much work. I have respect for people that have long groomed beards because it takes a lot more work than I ever thought it would.
Yeah.
So it hasn't bothered me with the heat or anything like that, and I actually kind of like the beard, but yeah, it's just too much maintenance for me. That's why I keep short hair. I don't want maintenance.
I'm wondering if when you shave it off, I'm going to stop hearing, haw, 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 when I walk by your office.
Nope.
Or do you hear, arg?
That too.
Arg, matey. You know, it's too bad you never get a parrot in there. You could be carrying one around on your shoulder.
The reality is neither of us can hear anything because my dog Chopper is barking
much. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by RU. Hey, you know what? If you're, you know, the number of electric vehicles is big in California. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available and can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm not sure how long those federal rebates are there. Now, we're going to have the director of RU on, and I think not next week, but the week after. We're going to talk about RU and electric rates and everything that's going on with them. So we'll be right back with Haven Humane after these messages. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State's Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots, hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California. Hope to see you there.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Hey, welcome back. The Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Studios are sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. And we haven't moved. We're still downtown Redding as we've been the last 15 years, almost 16 in December. Start our 16th year. Welcome back to the show. The Matt and Apple Festival is happening this weekend, too. There are just a lot of things happening. Let me see. The setup's going down now, and the festival's going to include local artisans and crafters, food vendors offering apple-inspired treats, live music and entertainment for all ages, family-friendly activities. Apple Pie Contest featuring local community members and local judges. Media Apple Pie Bake Off Challenge featuring local media partners of Weather NorCal and Mike Quinn of KLXR. And you get fresh apple juice from the old time apple press. And last year, there were 32 pies that had to be judged. Okay? So, Chris Kelstrom was on our Man Up show and he said, no, you eat like a piece of it. You know, a piece of the pie. Maybe two. Mike Quinn ate every slice of pie. How do you eat 32 slices of pie? I asked him.
One bite at a time.
He said it wasn't 32, it was 34 because we had to have two of them were tied, so we had to eat more. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's like 6'3", but he is not like 800 pounds. Yeah, anyway.
Strength and will.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story and Jim Lewis, Haven Humane. Mark's handed off Haven Humane as he's retiring from that, and Jim's taking it over. A lot of things are still happening, though.
Yeah, they are, for sure. So this weekend, like we talked about, Bark, Wine, and Brew, we are sold out. It's going to be a great event this Saturday. It's going to be a pirate theme. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to get involved for next year, I would get involved early, meaning probably the end of this year. You can contact our development department, talk to them about being involved. It's a great program. It's a great night. It's not just a gala to fundraise. It's also a celebration of everything that we've done throughout the year, which is a lot of fun. So, also, I want to talk about some of the fundraiser stuff that's been going on and continuing to go on. We want to thank Black Rose Coffee and Tea on Old Oregon Trail. They did a fundraiser for us last Friday. 20% of each order was donated to Haven, which is really cool. So a lot of these, we always talk about community when I come in here because our community is so great. And this is just one example of community organizations that do these one-off fundraisers for us, which is amazing. Actually, this isn't even one-off. I think Black Rose has done it for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years.
I believe this is the third year, yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome. And they have fantastic coffee as well. Our kit nursery, we did a fundraiser for wipes, and we were blown away. Our community donated over 276 packages of wipes to help the kittens in our care, which is really cool. So thank you to everybody who donated and everybody who shared our post. If you don't think sharing our social media posts helps, it does. Every month I've talked about adoptions through sharing the posts, fundraisers through sharing the posts, so it does help.
Well, you know, when I do it and share, but one of my favorite parts is you post the pictures of people who adopted animals.
Yeah.
I'll look at every picture. Some of them are 23, 24. And I look at the person and the animal they've adopted. And you know what? It's right. I mean, they look like they should be together,
yeah.
Whether it's a kitty or a dog. And the smiles on everybody's faces is great.
Yeah, it's always a good pick-me-up.
It is. Okay.
So another fundraiser that's going on right now is through Taste and See Creamery, which is, we want to thank them immensely. It's really cool. So we partnered with Taste and See Creamery to create their brand new ice cream flavor, peanut butter sesame chocolate covered pretzel, which is really good. So from now until October 15th, 100% of the profits from this flavor will go directly to support animals in need, which is absolutely amazing. It's available at all Taste and See locations in Redding and Anderson. So go treat yourself, make a difference, and help us give every furry animal the love they deserve. So another community
here. I think there's one down the street here. But
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then one other thing that's not necessarily a fundraiser, but really it kind of is for us, is October 1st through the 15th. So starting tomorrow through the 15th, we are going to be having a Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter event. So adoptions, what are we doing on adoptions? Are they free this time?
We're waiving the adoption fee.
So adoptions fees are waived for dogs and cats. So from October 1st through the 15th, and thanks again to the Bissell Pet Foundation. We're very thankful to be part of that team and be picked by them to be part
of that. Well, you've earned that. You've earned that, right.
And
they don't do everybody. But
they do a lot, and they do a lot than they used to. But we have been involved with Bissell for, it's been years, probably 5 years at least.
Oh, yeah, more than that. Yeah, for sure.
At least.
And they've put hundreds of thousands.
So here's a chance. Here's a chance, then, to go down Haven Humane. Find a Buford. I don't know if you'll ever find a Buford.
I don't think you're going to find a Buford, but I will say this.
But you'll find some great, great animals that just fit you.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of volunteers on campus yesterday, and I was talking to a bunch of them. And every time I saw them, I had another dog. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's such a cool dog. And talking to them, they were telling me, one of the volunteers, who's actually a board member as well, was telling me, I can't believe how many amazing dogs we have right now. And we just have, not that we don't always have them, but right now there are so, I mean, Jim and I could sit here right now and just go down the list of how many just really cool, fit into just about any situation dogs we've got, which is great. And we just have a ton of them right now that are very loving and kind and just looking for that forever home, that second chance.
Well, on the Fridays you would bring in your dogs and cats, but mainly dogs. There was at least 10 times I could have taken that dog home right then. But it just didn't fit in right then. You know, we'd lost Snooky and all that. But the day that Buford came in, I don't know. Buford is a different type of dog. But he fits into us, our family.
That's how it happens. You know, you're not always expecting to find the dog.
Yeah.
And it's not always the dog you expect that you're going to take home.
Oh, no, but this was not the one that we were thinking of at all. We were thinking of another smaller dog that doesn't shed. And what did we get? We got a 58-pound dog that sheds a Pomeranian every 3 hours.
He's a great dog. Yeah.
But he's a great dog.
Well, we had
let me say one more thing. Buford had been in the shelter 72 days.
Yeah.
72 days. And this is anybody that knows Buford thinks he's a great dog. But it was because of your volunteers and the way you all treated your animals down there that he was Buford. He wasn't at all kennel weird or anything like that. And that was after 72 days.
Yeah, and we have some really special dogs right now. They actually came in from we'll call it a hoarding case, and they were with us for 2 months before they were released.
About 2 months. Yeah.
So about 2 months, which means we couldn't do really much with them for 2 months. Now, the staff worked with them, and we had some folks working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times in hoarding cases, some of them had some medical issues, mainly because of malnutrition and just not getting enough food and stuff, and some skin conditions because of the living conditions. But normally when we get the hoarding cases like that, we see a lot of bad social issues with the dogs. And some of these dogs, the worst social issue I think we've seen with them is that they are they're a little bit nervous. They're not aggressive at all. I haven't seen a single one of them even remotely be like a fear biter, because that most dogs will bite from fear.
Yeah.
They are some of the most loving dogs I've seen come in from, probably the most loving dogs across the board I've seen come in through for a case like this.
Yeah.
And just across the board, every one of them, I mean, our volunteers, our staff has just fallen in love with them, and they're all now released and up for adoption. In fact, a couple of them have been adopted, and some of the favorites have been adopted. I noticed Doc was adopted. And these dogs, you know, we've seen them go from not great healthy conditions to very healthy dogs and, you know, very social dogs. And so they're available for adoption as well, a bunch of them. And they are just, every time I go up to a volunteer, I'm like, oh, this dog is so sweet. Like, a little nervous. They come right up to you and just kind of tuck into you, and they go, this is from the case. And I'm like, holy cow. So, I mean, every one of them
Jim, didn't y'all just have a dog that had been there a year? Almost a year? That was adopted?
I can't think of who that is off the top of my head right now.
Doko?
Oh, Doko.
Yeah, Doko. We talked about that,
yeah. Yes. Yeah, Doko had been there for a long time and then was adopted. I mean,
some dogs just, they kind of, I don't know what to call it. They kind of fade into their kennels. You don't notice them when you're walking by.
Yeah.
You know, the dogs are jumping on either side of them, and they're just kind of hanging back and not really making a scene. Or the opposite, they're making a scene, so you walk by them.
Yeah.
And it's not until you get them out into a play yard or into a visiting room that you realize the kind of dog that they are. So
yeah, wow.
It's tough.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway. And I found them in 2007 when I moved to Reading and never went anywhere else. Best barbershop I've ever been to. Founded in 1960, been in that same location since 1967. I can make an appointment. I really like that, where I can make an appointment and it works on my schedule. Roll in, get a haircut, and then leave if I have to. Go someplace else. But otherwise, I just hang out there and chit-chat with people and catch up on National Geographic. It's not a stylist shop. It's not a salon, hair salon. It's a barber shop, and it's a great one. It's Man's Last Stronghold. You can reach them at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Stein holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. Insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies. Smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices. We have the companies. And contractors. We can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda's on her way back. from the lake in Holiday Harbor. And I'm here with Mark Story and Jim Lewis. Jim's the new head of Haven Humane. We're really happy to have him. He's been on the show several times, but we're happy to have him here. And it's kind of just Mark's last time in the official capacity, but he's going to be my co-host on shows every so often.
Absolutely. So.
Because I owe him breakfast.
Yeah, because you owe me breakfast.
Last time he owed me breakfast. And usually we go down and get a cup of coffee or and something small. Last time I was hungry, so it's your turn this time.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I come hungry next
time.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Okay, what else besides Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is huge, it's sold out. Sorry you can't come to it. You won't be able to I dressed in pirate costumes going, arg, arg. I'm getting pirate jokes. You know me, you know, there's pirate jokes out there.
There are. Awesome. Yeah. There are.
Tell some pirate jokes.
I'll talk about the vet hospital really quick, and then we'll just talk about Jim. So the walk-in vaccine clinics are still going every Wednesday, 8 to 10 a.m. It's locations right outside our hospital. Cats must be in proper-sized carrier. Dogs must be on a leash. The clinic will switch to winter hours, which is 2 to 4, starting the first Wednesday in November. So we're getting close. So only a month left with the 8 to 10 a.m. Then we'll go to our winter hours from 2 to 4, which I think go through April, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
And Jim will be letting you know about that, but it'll also be on our Facebook page and our website. Walk-in rabies licensing clinic, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month, is from 9 to 11, so the next one's going to be October 28th. This clinic is for rabies vaccinations only and only for dogs. No other vaccines will be available. This is ideal for dog owners who need to renew their dog license. That's what it's designed for. Our vet hospital is doing 7 trap-neuter release, trap-neuter return surgeries Monday through Thursday. No daily limit per person. Each cat must be in its own trap, and it must be a cat trap. You need to be at the vet hospital by 7:15. Most people are there a little earlier than that, so you might need to be a little earlier. And the cost is $45. There are vouchers available for certain jurisdictions. Also, we have 2 days where they do trap-neuter release for feral or community cats. First one is Feral Fiesta, which is the last Thursday of the month. We do up to 50 cats. So that's going to actually be the next one will be Thursday, October 30th. Drop-off is 7:15, pick-up same day at 4 p.m. Again, $45. There are vouchers available for that. And then we have our Princess Memorial, which is up to 40 cats, which is free of charge, thanks to an anonymous cat lover who donated some money for that. That's the second Thursday of every month. The next one will be Thursday, October 9th. Cats, again, must be in a live humane cat trap. Only one cat per trap. Cats will receive an ear tip, and there's a 5-cat limit per household per month on that.
Did
people line up?
Did you figure out how many cats that was?
It's a little over 200 a month.
200 a month.
That are community cats.
2,400 cats a year that are being fixed.
That's just the community feral cats. We also are doing spay-neuter on our adopted animals. We're also doing spay-neuter on
Is there some point, Jim,
animals.
That there's a dent? I mean, is it?
It doesn't always feel like we're making a dent, but we are.
But you
mean,
are. You always
have to imagine what it's like if we weren't doing it, right?
So, oh, my gosh.
And you can go to certain places where you used to see a lot of cats and see a noticeable difference. Anderson River Park is a perfect example. You go there, it's a lot different than it was 2 years ago with cats, scattering as you walk through.
Sundials.
Sundial.
And it's not like we're an island and you can kind of, isolate an area either.
Well, there's some studies on that as well. There's a couple islands where they did that test and it took years and years and years to do that. So. And they used some horrific methods, and they did not work.
Okay, so. I have one other question, and then we'll move on. We've been having a skunk walk through our patio because we have cameras now, and on a semi-regular basis, it's the same skunk walks through our patio, then walks out, and maybe he's looking for for grubs or snails or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what if somebody needs to, and skunks become a problem, what would you tell people to do? Because I don't know if you all do that kind of stuff, take skunks.
Well, I mean, the most important thing to remember is that we're in their habitat, I think. So the best thing you can do as a homeowner, property owner is to try to exclude them. So to make sure your house is not accessible, make sure they can't go under your decks or under your house, because that's where they want to make their dens if you're going to let them do that. So that would be what you want to do first of all, is just make sure it's as inaccessible to them as possible. Don't leave your cat food out all night for your cats to free feed outside, because that's just inviting more of the wildlife to come and feed. But other than that, yeah, we won't send out officers out or anything to go trap and relocate skunks or anything like that. If they're healthy and happy skunks anyway. It's their land too.
Well, you know, I've got great photos of it, and he's not a problem. I mean, Buford learned last year about skunks, and and he saw them the other, a month or so ago. Didn't go for him, and the skunk was, as soon as he saw us, turned around and 8 feet.
Yeah, they're going to avoid
the
us.
The earliest I've ever seen was like 11 o'clock at night, because he comes through at that 2 o'clock in the morning when he comes through, between 1:30 and 3, in and out. He's there for like 10 minutes.
Only certified wildlife trappers can trap and move skunks, and our officers are not certified wildlife trappers.
It would be so hard. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry, but
I've
just noticed that, and it's the same skunk.
Yeah.
So he lives around there.
How do you know? You recognize the tuxedo?
It's not that. I think it's their head markings.
So you recognize the tuxedo?
Yeah, I recognize the tuxedo.
I like it. Okay.
So it's a good camera. Anyway, okay, what's next?
So I want to talk about Jim. I don't need to talk about any more of this stuff. Volunteering. I will talk about volunteers real quick. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing. Our volunteer program continues to grow. Katrina, our volunteer
program manager.
Program manager. We changed the name.
We lost Katrina. We love her.
No. Oh yeah, you lost her for this. Yeah, but now she's running all the volunteer programs.
That's great.
So she's doing
she's
great stuff. Yes.
What a great person she is.
And the volunteer program was already in a great place, and I think Katrina is just taking it to the next level, which is great. And we have so many amazing volunteers. Volunteers that are in the hospital, volunteers that are walking dogs, socializing cats, helping clean kennels, helping with events, just doing all kinds of amazing things. So if you want to get involved in volunteer and you don't think there's a job for you, you're wrong. There is. We have volunteers that just do events, that just do off-site stuff. We used to have a volunteer that would go out if we did something without animals, which was rare, but we did have a few of them. He would always do that because he was allergic to dogs and cats, and he would always help. So there are jobs that any volunteer can do. So if you're interested in volunteering, please go to our website, havenhumane.org. Go to the volunteer tab. It's a very simple process. You fill out an application, and then Katrina goes and tells you what the next steps are. So we don't want people to volunteer somewhere where they don't want to be. We want them to enjoy it and have fun, and that's why we have tons of opportunities for volunteers. And so if you want to join the team as a volunteer, that's how you do it, and it's fantastic.
Great.
If you can't volunteer, I mentioned this before, our social media is really growing. Thanks to our development department, they're doing a fantastic job with videos and just creativity and everything. If you haven't seen our socials lately, please go check them out. They're great. And again, I encourage people to follow our socials, like our socials, like the videos, because it helps us with all the algorithms and it gets it out to more people. And DOCO was adopted because of our socials. I'm 100% confident in that. Again, we talked about this last month where, it was a whole community effort and everybody that helped with that got DOCO adopted. And like you talked about, our staff and our volunteers keeping DOCO to a happy place for so long was the reason that he was able to do it.
Exceptional dog.
But the socials is what actually got him out of the facility into a home.
I would encourage people, when I see a Haven Humane on Facebook, is just share it.
Yes.
And then, like it and share it. And how many thousands of people do we reach out there among all of us, my friends? And all it does is hit that share.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's the point. Yeah. If you can't volunteer, maybe you can't donate, but you want to help, it's an easy way to help. Go on our social media platforms.
Okay. Let's take an early break. And then we come back and let's talk about Jim.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Ballsbury Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free food while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special events will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, tomorrow, Reading Police Department's going to join us. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, a couple other groups are coming in, but Reading Police at 8 o'clock. Yeah, there's going to be people here all day. I think it starts, in fact, they start showing up at 7. But then the Reading Police Department at 8. And we'll be discussing this thing that's going down at this hotel where they seem to be putting in sex predators in there on parole and arsonists. And the police chief didn't know about it. Nobody bothered to tell our police department they were doing that. And now they are doing a lot of work. Researching this thing, and they just picked up two of them for breaking their parole. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. But today I've got Mark Story and Jim Lewis here. Mark is retiring from Haven Humane, and Jim is taking it over after 15 years of working in the trenches. Now he gets the big desk.
That's right. Did you get that transition, that smooth transition to what he was talking about before?
Yes, yeah.
And then there you are in the big desk.
The big desk, yeah. But I can't even see all the way across it.
You know what? You could land a helicopter on it. And I realized that I didn't know why you needed such a huge desk. But then again, you know. So anyway, now you wanted to say nice things about Jim.
No, I said I wanted to talk about him. I didn't say I was going to say anything nice about him. First I want to thank, the community, KCNR and the KCNR community specifically for all the support over the years. I've truly enjoyed it and enjoyed the radio shows, enjoyed my time at Haven, enjoyed working with the community. That's not going to stop. I'm going to continue working with the community. I'm just not going to get paid for it at all, which is fine. I've got a lot of stuff kind of lined up. So I'm actually worried I'm going to be too busy in retirement, but
That happens to some people. And, all of a sudden, all these things they were going to do, all of a sudden it catches up on them.
Yeah.
And now you've got, 6 days a week.
Yeah. So I'll worry about that after it happens. But, there'll be a press release going out on Monday. This is kind of the first time that we've publicly really talked about the changeover, but there'll be a press release going out on Monday because we wanted to wait until after Barkwine and Brew to do all this. But obviously the show is special to us, so we wanted to talk about it here. I thank everybody for the support and everything else, and I'm confident that everybody will continue to support Jim. And so Jim
Absolutely.
Jim, when I got to Haven, was an animal control officer. Jim came to me, I don't know, this was probably only a few months after I got there, and we had lost our shelter manager temporarily, and he said, I'd like to be the kennel manager, the temporary kennel manager. And I said, are you sure? He said, yeah. I said, no, but are you really sure though? Cause this is a pretty stressful job. And he said, yeah. I said, okay, well, I'll let you do it. Just remember you volunteered for it. And then, a couple years later, I think it's more like a year and a half later, our adoption manager left, and he came in to me and said, hey, I can take over both. I can take over adoptions and kennels. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, no, I'm sure. I said, okay. So he did, and then he was promoted to director of operations, I don't know, a few years ago. I think it was 2020, 2021, something like that.
When we were doing team meetings outside.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And the reason I say this is because, you talk about, we were in the military. When a new commander came in, there was always stuff they needed to fix and everything else. And not that there's not stuff that we're always trying to fix, but I will say that I'm super pleased that the board chose Jim, because that was the one person that I suggested. And I was pretty direct with it, saying that I don't think he's the best fit for the job. I think he's the only fit for the job. And part of that is because Jim has been involved in 99.9% of the decisions that have been made at Haven for the last 5 years plus. Mm-hmm. He's helped build this team. He is helped with the direction of this team. And I couldn't have done what I've done without Jim and the entire team, but Jim has been a big part of that. So, him stepping into this role to me is just natural progression, honestly. And I think he's going to take Haven to the next level. I truly do. I think he's going to do some amazing things.
You know what?
I guess I am going to say nice things about him.
change is chaos.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But change is good, too. You cannot be afraid of change. You can't be afraid of that little chaotic things that happen, because a lot of great things come out of chaos. And not that, I mean, we're not talking about the whole place comes apart. We're talking about just changes. And when you have people working for you, they don't want things to change. And not here at Haven, Maine. I'm just saying generally. They're comfortable in what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's going to take your particular brand of leadership, which you have, Jim, that's going to...
Well, thankfully, I was directly in charge of adoptions department and the kennels department and the facilities. And let me tell you, they're already used to change, because that is one of the things that, that I do, right? I'm always kind of seeking the next thing, the next best practice, and I'm not afraid to experiment. Sometimes they fail and we go back to the way we were doing it before. But that's the only way you can move forward, right? Is trying and seeing if it works. So they're used to the change, at least on the macro level, and now we'll just extend that out to the other departments and hope they hang on.
The other thing too is you know this in business is you got to expand, you got to keep expanding. Get to the FM and then expanding out on the other things we do. But that's it's in any business. I've watched Mark grow and grow Haven Humane, and you've got a new structure going in. The fact you're going to be there for the when it gets completed and
He'll be back for the grand opening.
Yeah, this is with a concrete building.
Yeah.
With
3D printed.
Yeah. 3D printing and Donner Jamian.
Yep.
Jamian. And I think it's the first commercial building that they've done.
In the state of California. It's the first one in the state of California.
Yeah. And, I know Don. I know his people, and I see the kind of work he does. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And that's a good example of, the shoes I have to fill. Since you said nice things about me, I mentioned it earlier too. I remember what Haven was like when I got here 15 years ago, and within 2 years of Mark arriving, just the incredible change we had, life-saving numbers, the attitude of the employees and the volunteers. I've watched the stuff grow. I mean, our rescue partnerships grew like exponentially. From one rescue a month to 30 a month within a couple of years. Our volunteer program growing from, what did we have, maybe 40 people, 10 showed up regularly, to now we have 200 volunteers on the books all the time and, 80 who are here all the time.
Wow.
So those are the shoes I'm filling. And like I said, I'm trying to improve things and make it even better. But that's not to say that that hasn't been the progression already.
And you two deal with life. I mean, they're animals, but people love animals, and you're dealing with that, and that's not easy. That's not easy in your type of work.
No, and I want to say something, too, that I think is important to point out is, Jim is not a yes man. We had different opinions on a lot of stuff over the years, and that's, I think, one of his strengths. Because at the end of the day, not only did we either agree to disagree or we'd sway each other whichever way, we'd always talk it out. But at the end of the day, we were always friends when we went home. Mm-hmm. And there was never any ill feelings toward each other, ever. And I think that's one of his strengths. He's very open-minded. He sees that. But he's not going to just say yes because it's easier to say yes. He's not that kind of person. And that, I think, is one of his greatest strengths. And that's one of the reasons why I said that he was the only choice for this.
Yes, Mark.
You know what? Maybe you two should take that show on the road.
Right.
And I'm serious. And be able to tell, people that can't talk to each other because we've gotten in these silos. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should take that show on the road and say, you don't have to agree, but guess what? You can get along and agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once the decision is made, as we know, once the decision is made, we put 100% in it to move it forward.
Yeah, and I think, the reason that we could do that was because Jim and I both want this community to be an amazing community, and we want to save animals' lives, and we want to do the best we can for the organization and the community. And I think that's something that we've never disagreed on. We have had different ways of doing that. And like I said, many times he's convinced me to his side. There's other times when I've convinced him to his side. Or, the other way around. And so that's been a strength. And I've enjoyed working with Jim. I've never felt like I never got the feeling that he worked for me because there was mutual respect there.
Well, I've gotten to know Jim over the years. He's come in here a few times. I've known you a long time. And I can tell you that Haven Humane couldn't have gotten somebody better.
Well, I appreciate it.
I really believe that because you've got the same ethos that Mark does, is doing the best for the animals and moving forward. So
that's right. And
we're
like,
lucky.
Yeah.
Redding's lucky.
Yeah, and like you said, it's always about the animals first and then the community. And we can't do what we do without the community, so we need to always include them and, just always moving up, right? And always bringing people in.
Yeah, and we will do everything we can to help with that, and as does the rest of our community. And, y'all are very well thought of.
Well, So, appreciate the kind words.
Well, you know, the Bissell Foundation doesn't help every organization. And, I mean, you have to go through a pretty stringent process to be selected by Bissell. And you all have been doing it now, 5 years?
I think we're closer to 10 by now.
Oh, it's been, been a long time. We're starting October 1st through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
No fees at all to adopt an animal.
All adoption fees are waived for every animal in our adoption center.
Okay, we're going to have to run, but I'm going to remind everybody, Bark, Wine, and Brew is sold out, so next year. And we always say that. Well, next year, get your tickets early.
Go get some ice cream at Taste and See Creamery.
There you go.
Yep.
So, and a big shout-out to
Black Rose.
Black Rose Coffee and Tea.
Yeah. Yes.
For their fundraising. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think so. Anyway, all right, buddy. Hey, tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have – I'm going to try real hard to see if we can get the chief in. I know it'll be Reading Police Department, but I'll give a call today to see if we can get Chief Barner in to talk about this situation where we're being dumped. We're having people dumped on us from the state and from out of state. So have a great day. It's going to be raining, my friends, and God bless America.